The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that dives deep into history every day of the week. I'm Gabe Lussier, and in this episode, we're looking at how the Sunshine State became the home of America's first park under the sea. The day was March 15th, 1960. The John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park was established as the first underwater nature preserve in the United States. With more than 200 distinct islands and islets, the Florida Keys are home to some of the most vibrant marine ecosystems in North America. The 125-mile-long archipelago is also where you'll find the continent's only living coral reef formations, the Florida Reef Tract. More than 45 species of hard coral and 500 species of tropical fish reside there, bolstering both the state's natural beauty and its economy. The first link in the island chain, and also the most visited, is Key Largo. Today, it's the site of 2 must-see attractions for nature lovers: the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, and the adjacent John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park. Taken together, these preserves cover about 180 nautical square miles of coral reefs, seagrass beds, and mangrove swamps. And it's only because of conservation efforts spearheaded in the mid-20th century that these rich yet fragile ecosystems still exist today. One of the first scientists to push for the Florida Reef Tract's protection was Dr. Gilbert Voss of the Marine Institute at the University of Miami. While studying the marine life of the Florida Keys in the late 1950s, Dr. Voss discovered extensive damage to the reef structure. In 1957, he presented his findings at a biological conference concerning the natural resources of South Florida. His conclusion was that the tourist trade posed a serious threat to the native coral. Vendors had spent years hammering, chiseling, and even dynamiting the reef in order to collect seashells and corals to sell as souvenirs to tourists. As a result, coral reefs that had taken millennia to form were now at risk of going extinct within just a few decades. Voss and his fellow conservationists formed a nonprofit group to help protect the area, but they knew that the best way to prevent the further exploitation of the reefs was through legislation. They found a powerful ally on that front in John D. Pennekamp, a respected journalist and the future editor of the Miami Herald. No stranger to conservation, he had served as the first chairman of the Florida Board of Parks and Historic Memorials and had played a key role in establishing the Everglades National Park in 1947. Pennekamp used his journalistic reach to draw attention to Voss's research and to win more supporters to their cause. It took 3 years of consistent effort, but finally, in the spring of 1960, the coalition succeeded in getting a 75-square-mile section of offshore Florida designated as a permanent preserve. At first, President Eisenhower proclaimed the area the Key Largo Coral Reef Preserve. But later that year, Florida Governor Leroy Collins announced that the name had been changed. America's first undersea park would actually be known as the John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park, as a tribute to one of its earliest and most vocal champions. The underwater reef is undoubtedly the park's main attraction, but it also has a land base featuring 3 nature trails, a visitor center, and a marina. In addition, visitors can book guided canoe and kayak tours through the park's maze-like mangrove swamp. But to truly see all the park has to offer, you'll have to take to the open ocean, one way or another. The more intrepid visitors can plunge beneath the waves and explore by scuba or snorkeling. But those in search of a more relaxing excursion might want to book a glass-bottom boat tour instead. Either way, visitors are bound to see a rich assortment of wildlife, including sponges, sea turtles, lobsters, and a colorful assortment of tropical fish and corals. But if sea creatures aren't really your thing, there is one other underwater attraction that might be of interest: a sunken statue of Jesus Christ. The 9-foot-tall bronze statue, known as the Christ of the Abyss, was submerged in 25 feet of water off the coast of Key Largo in August of 1965. It's one of 3 such statues created by Italian artist Guido Galletti. The other 2 lie on the seafloors off the coasts of Italy and Grenada. Florida's Christ of the Abyss technically lies just outside the boundaries of John Pennekamp State Park, but most snorkeling tours still include a visit to the unique site. More than 60 years after its founding, the first underwater park in the United States is still strikingly beautiful. But there's no denying that it isn't as visually pleasing or as biologically diverse as it was back then. Sadly, that's the case throughout Florida and at coral reefs all over the globe. Pollution, overfishing, ocean warming, and other factors have led to a global decline of healthy coral. In fact, according to a world report from 2020, as much as 14% of the world's corals was lost between 2009 and 2018. The good news is that coral reefs are resilient and can still make a comeback if we protect the marine environment and create the right conditions. One organization that's determined to do just that is the Coral Restoration Foundation, or CRF. Since 2007, the nonprofit has planted more than 220,000 corals onto the Florida Reef Tract, giving the complex ecosystem a fighting chance to rebound. That said, the CRF can't do it alone. The John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park was established through the combined labor of scientific researchers, journalists, elected officials, and a caring, attentive public. It will take a similar coalition to preserve the park for future generations. So here's hoping that we're all up to the challenge. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.